listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. That was the Alphabet Rockers with I'm Proud. And before the break, Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Mami Solo. I Love Everybody is from a little CD called This Little Light. That's Bunny Hall and Friends. Today on the show, we're visiting with Professor of Africana Studies, Dr. Marcia Hardiman. Dr. Hardiman, you're talking about how people, even though they were enslaved, Black people began to invent things. Can you continue with that?
When we begin to see these people doing a lot of things, they begin to invent. And we have everything from a pencil sharpener to a fountain pen to a golf tee to a baby carriage to the refrigerator.
All inventions. These are all Black
by Black people.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. I always tell my students, as you go through the day, I want you to begin to realize a whole bunch of things we need to be saying, thank you, Black people, for. Because all of us share. Black people, brown people, red people, yellow people, white people, all of us contribute to one another. Have you noticed? And when we learn that all of us can share and contribute, it sure makes our world a whole lot easier to live in.
And Dr. Hardiman, you're telling us about some amazing inventions that I didn't know that were Black American inventions, like the refrigerator, the pencil sharpener.
There are tons of them. And I'm going to let the kids tell us about some of these.
The traffic signal.
The traffic signal. Garrett Morgan. Wow. Thank you. So that the cars aren't running into each other.
Wow.
You have one?
The ironing board.
The ironing board. Sarah Boone. Thank you. So that we don't look all wrinkled all the time. Very good.
The mailbox?
The mailbox. Can
the
you believe
mailbox.
It? Just to drop the drop box.
Love that.
A Black person, yeah.
The shoes.
Jan Matzliger, who invented the shoe lasting machine, which stitches the tops of the shoes onto the soles so that your shoes don't go flip-flop all over the place. Amazing.
I love that.
Yes, Ava?
The clothes dryer.
Clothes dryer. Oh, how about that?
I love that
tumble
invention.
Thank you, Black people.
That's a great invention.
The yes. light bulb?
Light bulb. Now, we know that Thomas Edison did the original light bulb, but Louis Latimer actually invented the filament that gives us the bright light on the inside.
Oh.
A Black man.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
The comb.
The comb. You
the
can't
comb.
And the brush
oh,
by Black people.
Goodness.
I know it. So you can't get out of your house without saying, woo, let me get this too.
Keep going.
A golf tee.
The golf tee. I think part of the inventiveness, the old people used to say, necessity is the mother of invention. And when we think about how people used to have to work to write, to clean, to iron, to sew, to do whatever, you devise these things to make life easier. For golfers, a tee was necessary to hold it up off the ground.
I love it.
It says the elevator.
The elevator.
The elevator.
Elevator. Can you see the man's name that invented that?
Alexander Miles.
Ba-bam. Put some real names on here. Very good.
Alexander Miles.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The moth and the dustpan.
The mop and the dustpan.
I don't know whether to thank anyone for
well,
that.
Well, otherwise
no, we
you'd
need
be
it. We
yeah,
need it. We need
you'd
it.
Be using cardboard to kind of try to get it up all over
You're
the place.
You're not kidding.
The folding bed.
The folding bed and the folding chair. These are all inventions of Black people. And let me tell you, some of them are the earliest inventions and patents on record in America. I mean, the early 1800s in some instances. So that means that even during slavery, because we know that President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1865, some Black people here in the West and the Southwest didn't even learn that they were freed for almost 2 years because who can guess why it took so long for them to find out here?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they didn't tell them.
Well, actually, the Union Army rode around and shared the message. Gordon Granger is the person in the Southwest who actually brought the message. So they used the soldiers as kind of a Pony Express. But they were on horseback. No cell phones, no teletype. So it took years. And actually, that's how we get the whole Juneteenth celebration, because by the time the word reached Texas, it was almost 2 years later. And on the day of Declaration, the 19th of June of 1867, they begin to declare Freedom Day.
So let's talk a little bit about that specifically. In terms of there were Black people here in New Mexico.
We have Black people that moved, migrated from the South all the way here to the Southwest and to California and the Northwestern Territories. Some by wagon train, some on foot. Mother Clara Brown, who was 56 years old when she was freed from slavery, we learned really traversed on foot by a wagon train to get to California. Started her own business, started a laundry business, started a cooking service for the California gold miners to serve them, and became a very wealthy woman, wealthy enough that she actually went back to the South looking for her children, whom she had been separated from, looking for her husband, discovered several of them had died, but freed some of her own relatives who were still enslaved. Now, check this out. How much money do you have in the bank? I always ask that. And it's like, how did they save up money to do that? But we get settlers here in the Southwest, a town that was founded, Blackdom.
New Mexico.
We actually have historic records of several different towns that were started by Black pioneers who were either escaping slavery or moving to a different life after they were freed. Now, keep in mind, these people struck out to get away from that and were willing to walk and walk and walk. So some of them settled here. We have Black towns that we know of in Kansas, in Oklahoma, in Nevada, in California. We know that George Washington Bush, a little old Black man, actually established the settlement that we now know as Washington State. We know that mountain men like Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, a French Black man who actually made his way to the northern part of our Midwest and established the city of Chicago. We have stories that are all over the place, and I just get goosebumps, you know, as I talk about them. Here, we are impacted by the Buffalo Soldiers, who were the all-Black 9th and 10th regiments in the Union Army, who came here, and once the war was over, the Civil War, they began to migrate and they settled forward. These become some of the earliest cowboys that we know of. So let me show you guys some pictures of some cool Black cowboys.
We're posting these pictures at childrenshour.org. Just look for this episode, Black History is American History. And with us today is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She is from the Africana Studies Department at the University of New Mexico.
This is one of my favorites. This is a lady whose name is Mary Fields. She is known as Stagecoach Mary. She was the first female driver for the U.S. Postal Service.
Look at her. There's this picture of Stagecoach Mary. Okay, so one of my kids, describe this picture, please, please. Yes,
go for it. Can you tell people who are listening to us what she looks like?
She has like a big dress.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a little hat. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those hats.
Like a cap?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a cap. And
good.
She has a gun. She has a gun.
A big, gigantic rifle, because she was a sharpshooter.
She has a dog, too. That probably helped keep her safe.
A hunting dog.
Yeah, I love it.
So we have these people who made their way, who broke all of the stereotypes, not only for Black people, but for women as well. What about this one? This is one of my favorites. This is a person called Nate Love, also known as Deadwood Dick, who outshot so many of the other Western heroes that we hear of in our history books, but we have overlooked Deadwood Dick, and he probably was the fastest gun in the West at his time.
Wow.
This is Bill Pickett, who was known as one of the most famous bulldoggers. Now, I bet you guys don't know what a bulldogger is.
What's a bulldog? Anybody know what a bulldogger
Anybody
is?
Anybody ever been to the rodeo?
Rodeo, yeah.
What do you see at the rodeo?
People riding bulls.
People riding bulls. That's very good. They're horsemen. What do they do for competition at some of the rodeos? Does anybody know?
Race.
Don't you have to also stay on your, or you have to lasso things?
Have to lasso them.
You have to stay on your bull without falling off.
The bronking horses so long.
That's right.
Well, Bill Pickett's best event in the Wild Bill Hickok Wild West show. Now, we know Wild Bill Hickok's name, but most of us don't know Bill Pickett's name. He was a bulldogger, and the bulldoggers are the ones that would lasso the cows, and you'd have to get them down fast enough. And you know how they have to tie up their feet and put their hands up in the air to see how fast they do it? Well, Bill Pickett became one of the most amazing bulldoggers because he got those cows down so fast, by biting them on the lip.
Ew.
That's probably what the cows said too.
That's gross.
And they would dry, look at her mouth. Yeah.
The kids are stunned.
And he would be able to wrap them up and tie them up, and he was a winner. And they moved this Wild West show all across the territories, probably the precursors to what we now know as our circuses, who entertain and they made money, and he made his fame and fortune as a cowboy. But in the early Westerns, you almost never saw Black cowboys. Back to the Buffalo Soldiers, many of the soldiers who were out of the army, settled, retired, began to work the farms, began to work the land, became the experts as cow pokers and the coordinators of the ranches and all of these things. The Buffalo Soldiers actually were the trailblazers to forge the paths through our Rocky Mountains in order to make way for the California gold miners to get to California. And we very often don't even give them credit for being the trailblazers, the path builders. So I just want to say that I'm so proud of these children who are so smart. You guys are so smart. I hope you'll go back and you'll tell somebody else some of the stories, because Black history is not just one group's people's history. It's everybody's history. Because if you go through the day and you know you have an air conditioner, thank you, Black people, or you have a heating furnace, thank you, Black people, or you get the first elements of a keyboard for your computers, thank you, Black people. And as we continue to create all these inventions, all of us are contributors, each one, reach one. We are so much more alike, my friends.
Dr. Marcia Hardiman
than
is
we
a
are unalike.
Professor of African American Studies and History at the University of New Mexico. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
we
me.
We learned so much from you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Ahadi, 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 ah
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.